Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Somebody's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell.
Pick one or leave.
It's Blighty Day Fiancé. My name is Michelle.
My name is Robin. This is your A, B, or C favorite romantic reality. What do you say? It's been a while.
This is your 21st, 22nd, or 23rd favorite reality TV recap podcast. Hosted by a married couple.
Are we just a married couple now?
Yeah, we're just married now.
All right.
I mean, you're also my soulmate, my twin flame, and my partner in podcasting and many other things, but
it's interesting how people always gravitate to partner in crime.
No, we don't do crimes.
No, we don't do crimes.
And if we did, we would get caught immediately, which is why we don't do them. By the way, Speaking of which, don't know how many of you eagle-eyed and falcon-eared listeners became aware of the travesty that Mary and Brandan, formerly of 90 Day The Other Way, have had the stones to try to commit.
Surely you're not accusing them of attempting to commit a crime. It was just a misunderstanding. A misunderstanding where they led everyone to believe that she had cancer and tried to raise money?
Yep, tried to raise money with her treatment, which was neither prescribed yet nor scheduled. If she does turn out to have colon cancer, which, and I am not making this up, she decided that she had because she watched TikTok videos and identified that she too had those symptoms.
Yeah. What are the symptoms? Because I probably have those.
One of which I assume is constipation of the brain and of making positive life choices. Because
hey, maybe she's just a member of the IB syndicate.
Then she could be raising money for us.
Join our Patreon, Mary.
Please don't. Anyway, I don't normally call out what's happening in the real world, but as someone who has lost the closest person in the world to me, to cancer, and many more people very close to me, I don't think that medical fraud is amusing. I don't think it's cute, and I don't think it's a solid business plan.
It's not the best.
So I had to raise a serious objection there.
Yes. If you have donated to that particular fund, call your bank and request a chargeback.
Yeah, please. So here we are. we've been on a long hiatus. Let's jump right into the episode because we're not going to do beat for beat. We're not going to take too long because...
No, we're dipping our little toes.
We're dipping our little toes
into your waters, dear listener.
Also, I'm on medication, which should put me to sleep in a very brutal manner in about 30 minutes. So,
hey, I want to tell all y'all, though, while we're following Michelle's wonderful medication journey, that she said these words to me... within the last week, that she can't remember the last time she felt so happy.
It's true.
Yeah. So I just wanted everyone to know, I mean, not tonight, because I've been fucking about with microphones and she wants to rip my face off, like Zhao Day in Twin Peaks season 3, spoiler for Twin Peaks season 3. But generally, I just want to share some nice news.
Yeah, that day happened to be the day that I recorded just a sort of, it wasn't a recap, it was sort of a collab with Dr. Adam, the Sister Wives professor. And we had a whale of a time. That's available on the public feed, so listen to that. He is family. Tenemos confianza. He's delightful, and he's a really good sport. I put some pretty horrific would-you-rathers to him, and he rolled with it like a champion. He sat with the discomfort and let it wash over him.
He is my second favorite doctor after Spaceman.
He'll soon be your first favorite, I think. Anyway, go listen to him wherever you listen to podcasts. He's a joy.
Right, let's jump in.
Yeah, let's jump in. So I've just taken a bunch of notes. We're going to swing back and forth. You pointed out that Claire, Sophie One's mom,
yes,
of Sophie One and Nob, is in an impossible position.
Yeah. There's nothing she can do. Nothing she can do. It is your archetypal catch-22. If she says to Sophie One, if you do this, don't come crying to me, she potentially loses her relationship with her daughter.
Yes, because remember, relationships like this are like what Sophie One and Nob have. The basis is shame and humiliation.
Yeah. So you just apply more shame to Sophie then when it does go wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
Which isn't what you want to do.
No, you want to be the person that she can complain to for many years to come.
But fuck me, that is a hard gig for a parent to watch your kid.
It is.
Oh,
it awful. Is. Yeah.
We feel for her. I feel for her mainly because those sheets were not clean. Nob might have blown up that bed. I was quite surprised he blew up the bed, actually. But look, lordy, lordy, those sheets needed cracking before they were stretched over that mattress.
You might be the kind of kid that grew up, not you, Robin, but you, listener in general, might have been the kind of kid growing up that could tell your parents to shut up.
Yeah.
I don't come from that kind of lineage. If...
There's a sliding scale, right? There's that, there's you, and then there's kids who call their parents ma'am and sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just creepy.
No, I'm not at that level. No. The reason I raise this is because I've stayed in places where, you know, there's a sofa bed and a bed. My mother has been offered the bed on every single one of those occasions.
And I still feel ashamed that I haven't purchased a fresh bed. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you feel kind of like, oh, my mum's got to sleep in a bed I've slept in. That's not good enough for her.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
But to put your mum on the blow-up bed, no.
Unforgivable. No. And it's a single bed, too.
Ooh.
Forget it. And those roach-covered sheets.
I know. Oh, you folded it back like in a hotel. What kind of hotels does she stay at?
The Roach Motel. It's gross. It's horrible. I hate it. I hate it for everyone. I can smell the ball sweat, the wet laundry.
No.
and the cup noodles emanating from that place, and I freaking hate it.
There used to be a show on British, like, kids' TV, a cartoon called Mr. Ben. And in every episode, Mr. Ben would step into, I think it was a shoe shop, and then he'd appear in a magical kingdom and have an adventure, right? And Nob's cupboard reminded me a little bit of that, and also the wardrobe for Narnia. Like, everything in that place exists in that wardrobe. Like, he opens up the wardrobe, and there's a blow-up bed in the canvas wardrobe where his shirts are. Like, what else can he pull out of that thing? I was quite mesmerized.
I don't know, but if you criticize it for even 1 second, he'll kick you out.
I guess he's never reached in there and pulled out a job.
No, or a purpose beyond thinking he's adorable.
What, didn't you find it a really sweet moment, though, where she said,
"You two just stay like that forever and you'll be all right."
I know, what, him on his phone swiping through Tinder?
Yeah, because then he's not bothering her.
Subdued.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Stay like that.
You know what? She's just trying to help.
I know.
Another helpful conversation. Annalie has a cry convo, a cry cap, if you like. Recapping the scenario with her mum.
I want to know the history between her and her mum, because her mum is over it.
Well, her mum was like, look, you're 26 years old. Don't waste 2 years. Waste 60 years.
Yeah, her mum's not good at maths. I get the feeling there's a backstory with Annalie, though. I think maybe she's done this kind of shit so many times, her mum's like, whatever.
No, I think the opposite. I don't think I don't think she's had a serious boyfriend before.
I just thought it was really weird. Like, usually mums on these shows, they're like, run for the hills. He's not good enough for you. But she's like, yeah.
Well, her mother's
got a man, that'll do.
Her mother's very ill. And I think we have to consider, I'm not saying she's doing it for the green card. But I am saying
maybe
that might be a factor in the decision that she's making.
Yeah.
Because the more, look, I don't know her mother's financial situation, but.
No, but maybe it's more that she's like, if I'm not going to be around for too long, I don't want my kid to be all alone in the world.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
I
it was an odd response. And then she just kind of recaps it in a text message to him. It's like, yeah, we know. He knows.
So Jasmine and Gino, I am impressed. First of all, I was, as you can back me up on, I wept during that ceremony.
Yes, you cried more than Gino.
I did cry more than Gino. It was a breath of fresh air to see him wearing a suit and tie that didn't make him look like he was interviewing to be the general manager at Olive Garden.
Of all the suits, like, Gino was the one person I was expecting to wear a Lalu special, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, something in a really precocious neon pastel. Can that be? They manage to find neon pastels for these suits usually, with the kind of the tux lapel,
yep,
with the shine, maybe a bow tie.
Yeah, like what Clayton has.
Yeah, I was fully expecting all of that. And actually, he was wearing a really, really nice suit and a tie that was designed at some point this century, or at least the end of the last century.
I thought he looked very handsome.
Very handsome.
And I thought they looked very happy. And it just, what really...
If he'd unbuttoned the second button of that jacket, it would have been perfect.
Yes, they don't...
Sadly.
They don't normally do that. That's very much a British thing.
Don't button the bottom button of a jacket, gents. Don't do it.
Do you know the reason why people don't do it, where that started?
No, I'm going to say it's because when you sit down, it doesn't bunch up.
Well, it's actually because Edward VII.
Oh, yeah.
Who realistically was the last, well, That's a bit mean of me to say, George.
It's only mean if people can see your face, which they can't.
No, I was going to say, like, George V wasn't bad. He just wasn't, like, a baller like Edward VII was.
Okay.
He was the one with the custom fucking couch. And he was genuinely interested in, like, a cosmopolitan makeup for England.
Okay.
And he also supported the Jews and wrote to his cousin, Tsar Nicholas, and was like, oi!
Could you not?
Can you
maybe
stop the pogroms?
Otherwise, who knows? The karma will be revisited on you. So Teddy V11.
Yeah.
He undid the bottom button on his jacket, did he?
Yes, because he was a, I'm sorry if this is triggering language, he was a corpulent gentleman.
Right.
Yes.
So he actually just couldn't
button. No, he couldn't button them. And then that became the style of the day. If you don't believe me, you can look it up. Also, well, look up his sex chair because it is phenomenal.
It looks better. I'm just saying, it just looks better. In fact, on the few occasions in my life when I have had clothes custom made for me, I've always specified one button only. Thank you.
So, where were we? Yeah.
Gino looked good. He actually weirdly looked better with the hat than without it. Who would have thought?
He looked fantastic.
Yeah.
They got married at Cornhole Farm.
I think it's Cornman. Cornman's
Farm. Yes, probably
but for
Cornman.
Me, it's Cornhole
Farm. It's Cornhole Farm.
Yeah.
What moved me the most was Gino's uncle walking Jasmine down the aisle and her discussion about her, you know, lack of a relationship with her father and not having had that support growing up. And I of course thought about how lucky I am that my dad
was around to walk me down the aisle.
That was really special.
I've realized that a little kindness goes so far.
And that
Jasmine.
Was the second thing. Yeah.
A little kindness goes, like, she really, she eats up kindness the way you would love an 11-year-old to eat up new food put in front of them.
But realistically, it's Oreo crumbs.
Yeah. But she's just, she'll take anything. As a little bit of kindness in any form. She is so delighted to receive it. It's both sad and beautiful at the same time.
It really
was. She's
actually
really easy to please, Jasmine. This is the hilarious thing. She comes across as being so highly strung, but actually, she's really easy to please. And they could be really happy if he just remembers that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they've both changed for the better. They've both changed for the better.
I know.
And grown as a couple and grown together. And it's a beautiful sight, and I celebrate that. I don't agree with every argument they've ever had. I don't agree with many of the actions either or both of them have taken in the course of this relationship, but I was deeply moved by this, and I do think that in many ways they can and will make each other happy.
They are the Sailor and Lula from Wild at Heart of the 90-Day Universe.
They are about as far away from that as humanly possible, and you know it.
That is how Gino dances, though.
That's more of a Lalu kind of comparison, I think. But anyway.
Anyway.
So Sam and... So actually, let me get these two dum-dums out of the way. I don't know what this is with Nikki and Igor. I hope they find... I hope this is the last we see of them ever.
Well, it's not, is it? We know that.
What you mean?
Well, because it was trailed. The next week, we're going to get him dumping her via text.
Oh, God. Well, whatever. I hope they find something else to do and some other people to torment. And I still don't know why this was on 90 Day Original Recipe and not before the 90, because it just this makes absolutely no sense.
Makes absolutely no sense at all.
So
I can't. The drama felt fake. They felt fake. Everything felt fake. But it went on so long. You sort of start to wonder whether it's real just because it dragged on so long, right?
Yeah.
I just didn't get it. It's like, and are these two still on the show? They were the archetypal see ya after three episodes, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck did they do making it all the way through? And they're in both of the last two episodes?
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Yeah. No one gave a shit, producers. No one cared, although he's very pretty to look at.
Yeah, he sure is.
Did we like his T-shirt?
No, I didn't care for his T-shirt.
Okay, fine.
So Sam and Citra. Now, for my money, this was my favorite couple of the season.
Yeah,
the
me
most
too.
Genuine, the most interesting, the highest stakes.
Although I do have time for Manuel.
Sure. I don't really think that they needed this pastor last minute drama.
Nope.
There's so much real stuff and real stakes in this relationship, and I don't know why they did that. I was annoyed by that.
I don't understand why they could ask him, what's his brother called? Josh? Joe?
Luke?
Jeremiah, Luke. I don't understand how they could ask Luke to do a non-dom, non-religious ceremony, right? But they couldn't ask the pastor if he was capable of just not saying the God stuff.
Well, the pastor can't not say the God stuff.
But he can. He may refuse.
It doesn't. It's not like Church of England, Robin. It's not. They don't do humanist ceremonies. Neither did Church of England, but you can get them to be pretty flexible.
I would have
is what I'm saying, because it's a made-up religion.
So you say that. I was, my first marriage, I was wed by some kind of denomination of Christian clergy.
Interesting. Okay.
In a hotel room in Vegas.
Yeah.
And he left out all the God stuff. He was more than happy to do that.
All right. Well, I can't tell you. I don't think that any of this was real. And I'm sorry to say that, y'all, because you know that I prefer to live as if when it comes to these shows. I don't really like calling out made up storylines when I see them. But this is just, I just felt like this was kind of a downer. Not as much of a downer as that dress, that makeup, that hairstyle. This is a beautiful young woman.
Come on, her dress was not as bad as his suit.
I couldn't even pay. Maybe the benefit of the dress was that it took attention off his suit, because I just saw a stain on it and thought, whatever, it's a rental from the Easter parade collection. I don't care. The best case scenario for this dress is a bridesmaid dress, okay? And even then, I'm not okay with it. It doesn't complement her skin tone at all. It was not fitted to her body. It stuck way out in the front and the back.
I dare say there was a limited budget, and maybe it was...
Nope,
Did they buy that dress? Maybe it was just someone else's dress.
They bought it. It's terrible, Robin. Right, right. It has a top and a bottom.
Okay.
Now, this is a curvy woman who could benefit from a mermaid silhouette, a real mermaid silhouette, not what other people on this show call a mermaid silhouette. But you know, like the kind of the trumpet bottom coming out, that would have looked so nice on her. A different, maybe like a bateau neckline, maybe even short sleeves. This just didn't fit her in any of the right places. And the worst part of it is it tapers at the ankles.
Yeah.
Now, she is not a tall woman.
No.
Long torso, short legs. It's a disaster, and I hate it, and nobody can tell me otherwise.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, what I hated was his fixation on the physical. It worries me a little bit. We've had this before in this show that people just want to get laid, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's just something very uncomfortable about it all. I didn't get the feeling that she was looking forward to any of that. But again, I think we'll see next week.
I think she's looking forward to you're probably right.
Yeah, I think she's going to reserve, actually, until the court stuff. And she would be entitled. I mean, this is the case in all states in America, that you're entitled to an annulment.
Yeah, but okay, we're not going to talk about that.
No, but the consummation thing is still a requirement, isn't it? Otherwise, it's easy to get an annulment.
No! What century do you think we live in?
No, that's the case here.
You are joking.
No, I believe that's the case. Until you consummate a marriage, it is easy to annul.
And how would anyone prove that?
That's a great question.
I don't think this is true. Family lawyer Bays, come at us.
Yeah, I was always under that impression.
Anyway.
Okay.
Any other thoughts?
Well, I thought that's why they were hinting at her kind of being like reluctant and stuff.
No, I think she's reluctant because it's like poor Annalie, when you get that kind of nonstop, creepy, sweaty palm pressure.
And he's been in that polyester suit in that heat all day. And was he wearing like leather pants?
I don't want to think about that. Okay. I don't want to go there.
And when I say pants, I ain't talking about the overpants.
No, he means underpants. Now, important announcement.
Oh.
Our Patreon is back open.
Oh.
Now, if you're a current subscriber, you can stay on the $5 tier and you will continue to get free episodes and...
ad-free episodes.
Yes, ad-free episodes. And of course, they're not free because you're paying for them. And access to the Discord. And we're also going to be doing, dropping bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces for everyone. Yeah. At the $10 tier, you get a bonus episode every week. Now, that might not include Robin. It might not include me. It's going to include one of us. But one feature we are looking at running as often as possible is me and Elliot talking about all the latest gossip from Buckingham Palace, from the royal family. So the $5 tier is the Prince George tier, Princess Charlotte tier.
Can Harry come back into the fold after Daddy's diagnosis?
Who knows?
Who knows?
We'll find out. Then the Prince Louis tier.
Oh.
You get to decide what type of bonus episode it is. You get to decide
what every other fucker has to listen to.
What everyone else has to listen to. So maybe that week you fancy a little piping hot royalty. Maybe you want a movie instead. Maybe you want a classic episode of reality TV. You'll have to join the $15 tier to find out, the Prince Louis tier.
Maybe you want us to recap a classic episode of The X-Files, which is our jam at the moment.
That's what we're doing now. The kid loves it. We love it. It is horrifyingly prescient. It's amazing how many things they sort of dipped into.
Can I just say, episode 8, is it 7 or 8 of season 1, is True Detective Night Country.
I'm not having that. We've not watched the episode yet, and I can't immediately call to mind what it is. But if it is even that, it's probably, you know, first of all, you know that True Detective, I'm, all right, you guys, I have a serious problem with the criticism leveled at True Detective. And you can stop listening now if that's what you feel you need to do.
No, this is cool. We said we were going to recap it. We said we were going to recap it, didn't we? And then we took a hiatus.
Yes.
So maybe now's your chance.
I wanted to. No, I just wanted, and I haven't seen the most recent and final episode, but what I want to say is that there's lots of people saying lots of things. There are many people who have entered into a debate that is not in good faith. It's about licking Nick Palazzo's asshole and hoping that you'll get some of his Twitter crumbs.
Salato.
Whatever.
I think.
Gino's last name is Palazzo, I think.
Yeah.
I get them. Can you imagine?
The closest she's ever going to come to a Palazzo.
Can you imagine?
If Gino wrote the next season of True Detective.
Yeah, this is about the mystery of who left the lip gloss in my car that I haven't cleaned in 4 years.
It's about the mystery of who sent those pictures, who started it.
Who provoked whom? Truth be told, I'd love, I mean, we have Fargo, so we don't really need a True Detective set in the Midwest, but I wouldn't be mad at it. Look, this is a female written, directed, run, acted, starred show, okay?
Yeah, there's totally bro shit going on there.
And yes, there's bits and pieces of it that are inspired by other stories and true events. And they're very open about that.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, maybe we'll talk some more about it. I'm less sold, but not for any of the reasons that the bros on Reddit are less sold.
I think it's hard when we've just done the Twin Peaks cycle. We watched everything.
It's true.
And it's very hard to...
Very little comes close.
Yeah, it's a very high bar after that, you know? So,
yeah.
Let us know if you are Twin Peaks fans.
We want to talk about Twin Peaks with people, don't we?
We are desperate to talk about Twin Peaks with people.
Now that I have finally... Because you watch season one and sort of maybe watch some of season two, but don't really remember. And we've just done all three, right?
Yeah.
So now...
And the movie.
We haven't done the missing pieces, but we will. Now, finally, Michelle is allowed to jump into the glory that is Twin Peaks Reddit and just the whole culture and community around that show. It's the funniest, most charming discourse that exists.
Yes, and I have looked this up, and Kyle MacLachlan is now officially classed as a baby girl.
What do you mean?
It's an internet honorific that hath been bestowed upon Jacob Elordi. I think I'm saying that right, from Saltburn. I think Barry Keoghan as well, by the way. That's how it's pronounced. That's how he pronounces it, is Keoghan, as per interviews. Some Irish dialects would. I'm not going to tell someone how to pronounce their own.
Yeah, don't do that. So, what does this mean? This is like a man who is just so entirely an ally. Is that it? Or
I think that's part of it. I think
just
it's
universally beloved.
Yeah, but you can't be young, like too young and be a baby girl. I don't know. I'm speaking out of turn. Other stuff. Our book club, we are reading The Tobacco Wives. It is not too late to join. It costs absolutely nothing. We're doing it over Zoom. Join the thread on our Facebook or DM me on Instagram for details, and we will put you on the list. It's a wonderful book that I knew nothing about before I suggested it. I just thought, I thought it was like a throwback Real Housewives type thing, Tobacco Wives. And in many ways it is. But that's one initiative. We're also in a band, you guys. And every now and what we want to do is schedule a live where we can play some of our songs before we go out in public. But
yeah, we're getting more practicing in.
We're getting more practicing in. And
the an excuse for me to play with cables. Right. That is us all caught up. We did a bit of talking about the whole 90-day world. We did a bit of talking about ourselves. This is really just us knocking at your door and ringing your bell.
Also,
we're experimenting with some little different mics today. So this might sound like dog shit, but what it enables Michelle to do is hold her mic ever so close to the Snorlax. I ain't listening to headphones at the moment. I have no idea.
There's a free smile with every snore.
Free smile with every snore.
We love you all so much. Thank you for the support. Thanks for sticking with us. And we will see you soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.